What you talking about?
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Gary Schmidt. We're going to be talking about the youth program coming up here in Jamestown for the 5th and 6th graders. And Gary, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, thank you for taking some time. This is something that we want to get the information out there as soon as possible on this youth football for the 5th and 6th graders. And Gary, this is put on kind of through like the boosters in Jamestown, right?
The Jamestown football boosters support this program for 5th and 6th graders of Jamestown and the surrounding area.
Yeah, and now this is for kids, like you said, in 5th and 6th grade. All school districts don't have to be from Jamestown. And kind of what's the whole goal behind 5th and 6th graders getting involved in football this early?
Well, our biggest goal is to obviously have fun and teach the boys and ladies about the basics of fundamental blocking, tackling, the basics, and so they're ready to play at the next level.
And this has been going on for a few years now, I think, in Jamestown?
I've been involved in the program the last 5 years, but I believe the program is 20 to 25 years old or maybe longer.
Okay. So this is coming up. It looks like the first night registration, everything comes up here Tuesday, August 18th. And where's that taking place? And kind of run us through how that's going to work for you guys.
Tuesday, August 18th at Hillcrest Softball Diamonds, right next to the concession stand. We'll have a tent and table set up. We have a nice storage facility there. So the kids will come register. Their parents will pay the small fee of $80. And we will outfit them in a helmet, shoulder pads, pants, practice jersey. And we will weigh each individual that evening also.
Okay, very good. So this is, like you said, to open for those 5th and 6th graders, men and the boys and girls, whoever wants to do this.
Boys and girls. Our best player last year may have been a young lady.
That's super cool. No, and that's what's great about it. It's open to anybody that can come learn the basics of football, and you guys work with them. And it looks like after registration, you guys meet a couple of nights a week.
Yes, most of our weeks. It is a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday program. And then we will we'll practice, and then we'll play some games against each other, some scrimmages, some full games. And then we also will travel, have a home and away series with Valley City this year.
Awesome. And this is done in pads, too. That's something you wanted to stress, too, because like usually at that age, they're not, you know, they yeah. usually don't work with the pads that often.
Full pads, you know, pants, you know, the knee pads, thigh pads, shoulder pads. And also we want to encourage parents to remember to get their mouth guards early and often.
Yeah, mouth guards, you can get those. There's a couple of places in town.
Yes, Dunham's has them, and so does Gun and Reel.
Perfect. Gary Schmidt again joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Youth football going on in Jamestown for the 5th and 6th graders. Registration Tuesday, August 18th at Hillcrest Golf Course, or the Hillcrest Softball Diamonds. Like you said, then you have those practices. You team up there with Valley City for those games, and then the Bubble Bowl is kind of like a fun way to top that all.
The Bubble Bowl is a very exciting thing. We had to do it out of necessity 3 years ago because of the weather, and we've missed a lot of games and practices. So we rented the bubble, and it's become quite the fun time for the kids and parents. We set up an 80-yard field inside the bubble, and we play a full contact game.
Super awesome. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. That'll come up, like you said, in October around that time?
It will be on October 8th, Thursday.
Perfect. So again, get your kids registered for this. We do have to talk a little bit about this too, Gary, with kind of the way things are in the world. You're asking the kids and the parents kind of to take some precautions, and it looks like water bottles and things like that are highly encouraged.
Yeah, each kid should bring their own water bottle. The water fountains will not be operational in Hillcrest at this time due to COVID. And we will take what we can, the measures, you know, the social distancing, but it is hard in football to do some of that. So we will do the best we can as coaches and players. But if you're not comfortable, this would be the time to stay home then.
Perfect. Yep. 5th and 6th graders, any school district, again, welcome to come and participate in this. Gary, is there anything we're missing or anything else you want to mention out there?
Yeah. Then the first week, we'll have the 18th, we'll have registration. And the 20th and 21st, we will have our first practices. And that is a Thursday, Friday. That'll be our only Friday obligation for practice. And that will just be shorts and t-shirts, just helmets and shorts for the kids. Okay. We don't do full pads those first two practices.
Okay. Yeah. And like we said, that $80 covers the equipment cost, things like that. They get a t-shirt at the end of it as well.
Yes. T-shirt and a pizza party when we turn in our equipment. We're always looking for more coaches and volunteers, and they can contact me at 701-659-1744. And we'll have a conversation and we'll find a role for you.
Perfect. One more thing that came up here. You do have a parent meeting too on August 27th for more information.
Yes. So when we practice August 27th, I would like parents to come. All parents, it's mandatory, so we can talk about sportsmanship, what's expected, our travel dates, and any other questions they have for me. We also discuss the varsity has 3 home games this year, and what we've traditionally done, each grade has helped clean up after the games. So we have a sign up for that for the 5th graders one game, 6th graders the others. And we will be asking for concession workers this year for the program.
Right.
The board needs help. They can't do every game themselves anymore. So we need parents to help out with the concession stands and other volunteer work that the board deems necessity.
Perfect. So again, youth football boosters, the youth football program, again, 5th and 6th graders, anywhere in the school district or outside of the school district, you'll have to bring them in for the practices. And Gary, one more time, if they have questions, want to help volunteer as a coach, want to get their kid involved, what's the number they can reach out again?
701-659-1744.
All right, perfect. Gary, anything else you want to throw out there?
Well, let's have a great year and hopefully all can stay safe. And remember to bring your own water bottle, get your mouth guard, and show up on the 18th, and we will answer any more questions you have.
All right. Perfect. Gary, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Warren.